Blog Talk Radio.
Expect the unexpected. Seeing before you know it. This covenant's not in vain. Once the promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praising before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio. So come and listen in. This Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic laces in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians. Listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I believe whatever he say. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson. Actually, today I will be going slow. My partners in crime, Charlie Baltimore and Poetic Laces, out on a hiatus for today. So before we get into what we get into, we definitely got to give them a shout out. Big ups to you guys. Keep the grind on. We have some interesting stories today as well as the word of the day. So we're going to definitely open up with the word of the day. It's Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Basically, if you're going to put your cares and trust, put it into the Lord's hand. And not on your understanding, because the things that you try to understand, we try to understand, we can't really comprehend why certain things are happening. So, like I said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We go through a lot of things in life. Whether it's the death of a family member, close friend, what have you, financial struggles, relationship issues, whatever the situation is, we got to give it up, give our situations up to God, the Lord, and to have him take care of those worries that we have. And when you pray for certain things, it's not in your timing, it's in God's timing. So, you know, you're praying for our house. Make sure when you're praying, you're being sincere and you're being patient, because, I mean, typically we want it when we want it and not in God's timing. So, yeah, trust in the Lord with all your understanding, with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Our word for today. There's some interesting things I want to get into today. First, our world news. We have some things going on with the airline that was missing. They have an idea of where this plane is right now. They're saying it's in the, of course, I mean, it is in the Indian Ocean. The problem is now that they found, they have an idea where the black box is, but that black box battery, the ping, the sound that it makes, so they can actually find the plane that's actually wearing out, and that signal may be disappearing, but they also say, there's different things out there. People are also saying that signal may not be from that airline flight MH 370. So there's a lot of interesting things going on with this particular situation. You definitely got to pray for those families that's involved in this situation. Hopefully they'll get some type of closure about their family members. So, yeah, definitely have to keep them in prayer. And other news, I mean, you got the sports going on. You have the Final Four has been played. The games were played this weekend. I believe there still are playing some of those games. Actually, no, there was two games yesterday. So that, yes, that is the Final Four. The two games were played yesterday. And I shall bring you the results here in the second. And Kentucky and Florida will be playing in the championship. So the Monday Night's championship game will be Kentucky and Florida. So we'll see how this go down, because for all you sports enthusiasts, it's going down big. The championship game is coming. It's happening. Oh, you know what? I am sorry that it is not Florida. It is actually UConn and Connecticut. That is my – I am so sorry. Like I said, I did mention that it was Connecticut and Florida, but actually it is UConn playing Connecticut in that game on Monday. So for all you sports fans out there, so you got a big game to watch tomorrow night. So before we get into the weird news coming up next, we're going to get into a song, which is Mirror Mirror, Conflicted, here on the Covenant Cafe.
Was a nightmare, my future was a terror. I had all I ever wanted, walk around stunting. People so envious, I had what they wanted. Drinking on the weekend, smoking on occasion. Took a shot to go on stage so I could feel amazing. Lying to myself, hurting God's feelings. Raised in the church, me and Jesus were familiar. So the path that I'm hiking, my grandma wouldn't like it. She said, baby, no better, but why can't I do better? How the gospel seems, not the real word, but what was being taught to me. I strayed from it, so I was raised on it. I know I need it like Ebonics needs funding. I know I'm no good, I know my life is simple. Is your life perfect? Cause mine's got issues. Skeletons that won't stay buried, hate is hard to carry. Can I get a witness? I'm feeling so conflicted. Make the world smile, but what about your tears? Lord, I'm sorry if I caused you any tears. You sent your son to save the world and I ignored him. My only focus was a stardom. Bills won't pay themselves, no food on the shelves. Money is the motivation, root of all evil. Now I live for the one who died for his people. Can I get a witness? I'm feeling so conflicted. Speak to me, I'm feeling so conflicted. The word hasn't misled, the church ain't listening. God says go left, I'm trying to go. No people dying. Speak to me, I'm feeling so conflicted. The world has me misled, the church ain't listening. God says go left, I'm trying to go right. My soul is bad in the flesh, there's no people dying.
Wow, that song is great. I will always like that song. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely going to get into some interesting stories. It is that time for the weird news. We have a situation here. Squirrel cooking couple sued for $2 million. Yes, you heard it. Yes. A couple with an unusual dining preferences might have to pay a hefty sum of $2 million. This situation, this happened in Michigan. Basically, it goes down like this. A couple with unusual dining preferences might have to pay a hefty sum of $2 million. They were hit with a $2 million lawsuit seeking damages for a Michigan apartment fire. What happened is it all started when Chantal Vogue reportedly used a blowtorch to burn off a squirrel's fur on the balcony of his Holland home, October of 2012. When he went inside to prepare the carcass to eat, he left the torch unattended. Now, he shared an apartment with then-girlfriend Barbara Pello, who told the police she only found out about the critter controversy and planned meal when she woke to find him screaming and battling a fire on the deck. The fire spread, causing serious damage to the apartment complex and displacing 29 renters, though none were injured. Now, since the incident, two insurance companies have filed suit against the couple. Clearview Apartments Insured Travelers Indemnity Company is seeking reimbursement for $2 million in damages from Pillow, and Auto Owners Insurance Company is seeking $57,000 from both from the couple to cover the cost of several other tenants' damaged property. According to Wood TV, the suit against them says that under the terms of the lease, they are responsible for fire and water damage caused by fire. He was never charged with the crime. That's insane. It's crazy. Let's check this out. We'll go on to our next story. Let's drop a load. Everybody is familiar with Vladimir Putin, but check this out. Vladimir Putin is banned from Mighty's Hot Taco restaurant. In Buffalo, New York, hey, Putin, don't even think about ordering a Super Mighty in Buffalo. Mighty Taco, a Buffalo-based chain of Mexican fast food restaurants, has banned the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, from all of the company's 23 locations in western New York. The company, known for its quirky ads, announced on social media this week that effective immediately, Putin is banned from Mighty Taco for seizing Crimea from Ukraine. Mighty Taco's posting says Putin may be ordering Crimea around, but won't be ordering a Super Mighty, one of the chain's most popular menu items. The posting, which features a red-tinted photo of Putin saying he'll be back, welcome back at Mighty Taco, when he stops acting like a bully and picking on people. Wow. That's interesting. And finally, ten reasons why you should always ask for the window seat. Check this out. You might see Chicago skyline reflected in Lake Michigan. And this picture is amazing. I'm looking at it. It's amazing. You can, number two, you can see a rainstorm off in the distance. Oh, that's awesome. Number three, a solar eclipse at 44,000 feet is pretty cool. Number four, seeing the highest point in Africa will take your breath away. It's amazing pictures, guys, amazing. Number five, for the sunshine. Also, the sunsets for number six. And waterfalls you'll never see from the eye. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing pictures. Number eight, you can see, you could witness a forest fire. Number nine, you can finally understand why everyone thinks Norway is so beautiful. And number 10, you can ride an endless sea of clouds. And when you get a chance, you need to go to the Huffington Post and check these pictures out. 10 reasons why you should ride. Always ask for the window seat in the plane. Amazing, amazing, amazing pictures. What we're going to do is get back into another song. This one's by Jay Brown with Stand here on the Covenant Cafe. And after that, it will be Fred Hammond, No Weapon. We'll be right back.
Millions of people searching the world, high in the mountain, deep in the ocean, spinning in circles, looking for love. Anticipation, heartbeat is racing, though there's 6,000 obstacles in the way. Not even one can crush your faith. You understand the key principle. 8 billion problems have one solution. Those who neglect to lose control and hand it all over, lose their momentum. Oh, what about you? 'Cause you grasp the concept of redemption's play. You've got the power to withstand.
Stopping the cycle may seem like too much to take.
Hundreds of roads, but only one way. You understand the key principle. 8 billion problems have one solution, but those who neglect to lose control.
And hand it all over, lose their momentum.
You're listening to The Sound.
Say no weapon formed the flesh that fire in me, if you believe it, say you.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said a net a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
Only one.
That right there was Fred Hammond, No Weapon Shall Prosper. And we also just played Mary Mary. I mean, God in me. You know what I'm saying? God in me. Well, anyway, I've been seeing Deacon walking around. And yes, yes. Amen, amen. This is the Deacon here on the Covenant Cafe. Give me another. I'm looking good. And you're not looking so good there, Lamont. But I'm doing fine there, Deacon. You can get into whatever you want to, actually your useless facts, okay? Yes, it sounds like you are pretty rude. Listen, Lamont, I want you to understand this. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. Right now, seeming like you're conforming to the world because you're so angry right now. Well, I'm not angry. I'm just going to give you your shine right now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here on our show in place of Lace and Charlie Baltimore is Deacon. That's better. Amen. Amen, I guess. Let me tell you something. You seem very, very angry. But I want you to understand Acts 18:10. I'm going to bestow on you. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city. And that's Acts 18:10. I'm not going to harm you, or I am not going to attack you, Lamont. I am here to give you some information about the useless facts that some people say are useless, and I think they are complete factual and needed facts to know. And we're going to, ain't that right, my Deacon? This is an interesting fact, that all the polar bears are left-handed. And there are 293 ways to make change for a dollar. And George Washington is the only man whose birthday is a legal holiday in every state of the U.S. as a few years ago. And did you know that Dr. Seuss coined the word nerd in his 1950 book, If I Ran the Zoo? A word or a sentence that is the same front and back. Other words, race car and kayak. And this is called a palindrome. Abraham Lincoln's ghost is said to haunt the White House. And Greenland is the largest island in the world, and the Guinness Book of World Records holds the records for being the book most stolen from the libraries. 1 in 8 million people has the progeria disease that causes people to grow faster than they age. An average human scalp has 100,000 hairs, and a lion's roar can be heard from 5 miles away. Can I get an amen? Can I get my crowd to give me a shout? Can I get an amen? With the useless such sermon, did you understand that there are more types of insects in one tropical rainforest tree than there are in the entire state of Vermont? Cats have over 100 vocal sounds, and dogs only have about 10. And Adolf Hitler was a vegetarian and had only one, yes, one, I'm not going to say, but yes, this is true. Americans on the average eat 18 acres of pizza every day. And relative to size, the strongest muscle in the body is the tongue, and I am going to stop right there because the size, I'm going to get into what I call the end of my factual commentary. I'm going to give you a little piece of knowledge in regards to the last piece of knowledge that I imparted upon you. Relative to its size, the strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. The tongue is a powerful weapon in the body. It can break you as well as build someone up. Can I get an amen? Can I get amen? And I just want to let you know that you can't let the tongue tear your family apart. You can't let that tongue tear your positivity away. And I am Deacon, and I'll be back next week with more facts and more praise and worship from I, the Deacon. And what I'm going to do is toss to a song, and it's called Lecrae, No Regrets.
For sure. Hey, cool.
And they say, you only live once, so live it up tonight. I hope we live twice, cause I can't wait to give up this life. Don't get me wrong, I love my fam and my experience. Been around the world and back, 7 wonders I done seen them. Number 8 is just us wondering what happens when we perish. And I don't want no regrets, I'ma tell the ones I cherish that I love them, thinking of them on this red eye flight to Paris. If I die before I wake, have my wake, please tell my parents that your son will positively wake in paradise. Life is like a paradise, so watch the ones you rolling with. Roll the clip of my life. You gon' see a bunch of empty bottles, broken hearts and blurry nights. Facebook likes and Twitter follows. I'm not living for today, cause tomorrow's looking pleasant and the future is a gift. Even though this is the present, yeah, I do believe in heaven, but my actions ain't the key. Them gates remain locked if everything follow me.
Do I know the moon will come to the end of my road? And they ask me, was it worth it? The hurt and the pain in the life I chose.
A
cause they follow you on Twitter and you not a man based upon your age and your gender. If you die tonight, you probably die bored, chasing toys, objectifying these women, thinking they gon' bring you joy. Don't you want more than last night's bragging rights? What's your life? I know it's hard to think about underneath these flashing lights. Crash the surface, money's worthless when it comes to finding purpose. If you keep the end in focus, you can't keep it when it's over. And when it's over, there's something else starts. Only thing that's really gon' matter is that hope inside your heart. What you trusting in, what you lusting in for that busting mama that's strutting in. And you popping bottles, you throwing dollars, that's cool with partner. It's just in that you gon' live forever whether you want to or not. Some of us gon' end up holy, some of us gon' end up hot. Tell this life to keep my problem, kiss my mama when I'm gone. Tell her I have no regret, and I'm home, I'm home.
Do I know?
Yeah. I just need you.
My heart is aching. This is taking all of my strength. So I need for you to step in.
Hide me.
That was Speak Life, Hide Me. Here on the Covenant Cafe, this is your host, Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lace, and Charlie Baltimore. They're on a hiatus for today. And apparently, the Deacon, he's tossing to songs now, so he's going to be here for a little bit. Actually, Deacon, is actually, Deacon, you're still going to do the poem that you found on Inspirational Poems.net. Yes, let me get into that poem. The title of this poem is titled If You Think, and this is written by inspirationalpoems.net. It's titled If You Think. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but think you can't, it's almost certain that you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. And I will be signing off with that. And basically, keep that positive thinking on the road. Keep it going because, like I told you before, you can't play with the mindset. You can't play with your tongue because the tongue is a powerful tool. It's the strongest muscle in your body. So be wise and use it wisely. And I am out of here. See you guys next week. Okay, I won't leave. They got upset because I said I was about to leave. Well, go ahead, Deacon. Give us the words to live by, and then I'll talk about the words to live by. All right, the words to live by. This show has been abbreviated. It's normally a 2 hours, but today we will be ending at 7:30. So the words to live by is Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, and if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. These are things in your life to keep you thinking positive. It said, whatever is true, think about it. Whatever is noble, think about it. Whatever is right, make sure you make the right decision and think about it. Whatever is pure, think about it. Whatever is lovely and whatever is admirable, make sure that you think about that. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. These are things around you. There's words around your life there's things that's happening, there's joy that's happening in your life. A lot of people like to say that whatever is negative, they bring it to light. We need to not bring so much negativity to light. We need to bring joy to light. We need to bring noble things to light. We need to be true to ourselves and bring whatever right is to the light. We need to be thinking pure thoughts. And we also need to think about what is lovely and what is admirable. These are things that need to be floating in your mind to consume your mind, because there's so much negative thoughts that's out there. Right now, a lot of people have a lot of things holding them to their, bringing them down. That word that brings people down sometimes is the word bondage. Bondage is a thing that's holding individuals back. It could be a negative. It's always something that's negative that's holding someone back, and that is bondage. Bondage is people struggle with financial issues, whether it's a struggle with their marriage, or if it's something that they're thinking about smoking or drinking. These are things that are that bondage holding you back from thinking about the positive things in life, which is true, being true to yourself, thinking whatever is not admirable, what is pure and noble. Like I said, this is breaking it down from Philippians 4:8, and I am Deacon. God bless. Amen. Well, he left us with Philippians 4:8, and pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, that is finally, like you said before, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I think you have to think about these things, because it's a lot of negative vibes out there that you can consume your mind. And he actually brought up the word bondage. And a lot of people are caught up in that word bondage. There are things that's attached to the word bondage, whether you struggle with drugs, financial issues, adultery, pornography. There's a lot of things out there that people are struggling with, and that word bondage, you have to pray to be released from that bondage. And when you get released, what assists you with being released from bondage is this verse right here, and it says, Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We got to make sure we think about such things to help us to be released from these things, that word, that bondage word. So, ladies and gentlemen, that will be it for this week. We're going to go out with a couple of songs, but I am Lamont Ferguson, and this is the Covenant Cafe. Charlie will be back next week, and we have more interesting things, like with the weird news, up-to-date news around the world, issues and things of that nature. We may have a guest, and Deacon will be back as well. So we're going to get into a couple of songs before we get out of here. We definitely got to get into our favorite guy, Poetic Lace, Soul Therapy. And he actually is working on another song, too, that he's planning to release. But he will be talking about that. And then we'll get into Fearless, God Belongs to My City. Here on the Covenant Cafe, Once again, I am your host, Lamont Ferguson, and the deacon was here as well. You guys have a good night. God bless.
Now I got cuffs on my wrist like they bracelets. The pain on my mama's face, I can't take it. But it took this to understand pain. The guy sitting by me, yeah, he's covered up in stains. Sat it up, he slaying dope to maintain. And his daddy wasn't there to teach him how to be a man. Raised by the streets, taught by the boys. Molested at 10, so he think he's Satan's toys. He struggles with his sex while he tries to look tough. He runs from his life, so he drinks and smokes blunt. Please tell him what to do, like this is you. He's lost in the lies cause he wasn't taught the truth. Young man, I know your life is looking wild, but it's time to raise up cause you still got a child.
You can judge me.
Lord, lead the way. It took a whole year to come up with this wordplay. It took broken hearts for babies to learn to pray. It's sad to taste pain to follow what God say. 16, posting pictures for love. All she wanted from her daddy was an intimate hug. But she never got it, so she went to the thugs. But even they mistreat her body, now she thinks like a rug.
Let your dinner's what I'm good for.
That's what she says after sex, walking through the dumps. Baby girl, you a daughter of the Most High God. Yeah, you're worthy. I can hear Jesus Christ saying, come to me. The point of the song, yeah, they did wrong. But hold their hands, let them know they belong. In a place in the hearts where the love conquers all. We are still God's kids, even after we fall.
Every day of my city, somebody getting killed, somebody shot down over a dollar bill. That's how it is in the bill. You get murdered if you squeal. You bought and got deadly. You can call it Jackson Kill. Homie, that's on the real. Yellow tape and blood spilled. Maine, just last week, 11 people got drilled, including the little baby. Unfortunately, didn't make it. Shootout over territory. These young boys, they ain't faking. They in the club steady drinking. They wasting 80 for thinking. Steady neglecting Christ. More concerned about money making. More concerned about their races. They gold chaining these ladies. Trying to get them out the club with some lace. Like fornication. To God, that's abomination. And hell is what you'll be facing. You'll be frying like some bacon. If Jesus Christ ain't your savior, better do yourself a favor. Let him correct your behavior. Cause that cat you beefing with about to sneak up on you in case.
Got their loans in the city. Keep the loans in the city. Got their loans in the city. Keep the loans in the city. Got their loans in the city.